This morning we celebrated Bill and Peg's 50th wedding anniversary, learning some principles of trust and love. In that regard, tonight we're going to enjoy a communion service together. And it's really interesting because we celebrate the Eucharist at a communion table month after month, year after year. Throughout all of our Christian life, we are to do this. Why not just one time? Those people who practice water baptism, for example, it's one time. But yet when we come to the Lord's table, it's over and over and over. I was thinking while I was working on this, if a person were a Christian, we celebrated the 50-year anniversary, if a person were a Christian 50 years, and if they were able and were consistent and persistent in celebrating the communion at least once a month, they would have celebrated 600 communions of this. And why do we do this? Why do we have the celebration of the communion service, the Lord's table, over and over and over through our lives? Let's prepare ourselves for seeing this in Scripture, getting an understanding of why we do this. Let's prepare ourselves for the illuminating ministry of the Spirit, that we can see some things in Scripture and see what's happening tonight in our own assembly as we assemble together for this celebration. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for your immutability, the fact that you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever. It is we, Heavenly Father, who change. It is our prayer, Father, that our change is a progressive transformation into the image of your Son. And that we never forget, Heavenly Father, how we entered into Him and how we will maintain our status in Him experientially as we live in this body on earth. We pray now, Father, that your Spirit will cause us to see some things in regard to the celebration of the Eucharist as we partake of it together in fellowship. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Now, we've already seen in our series of studies that we've been doing now how the Passover was the celebration of the Messiah's work in the age of Israel. And we spent some time dealing with the Passover and seeing its transferring and how the Passover was replaced by the Lord's table. Remember, replacement is a very important principle throughout all Scripture, the idea of replacement. And we have the church is going to replace Israel. And then we have various people. Elijah replaces Elijah. Joshua replaces Moses. And the church replaces Israel. So we have this whole concept of the replacement things. But if we go back and we can look at a principle of why we continually celebrate the Lord's table, we pick it up from Deuteronomy chapter 16. Let's open the text to Deuteronomy 16, make an application from what the writer says in Deuteronomy 16 to the time in which you and I live in the church. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy 16, and tonight we're just going to briefly go over a few verses to see if we can pick up what's going on as far as why we celebrate the Lord's table over and over and over and over. Verse 1, observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, to the Lord your God. For in the month